Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. We are going to do Surah Al-Hashr, the end of Surah Al-Hashr. The last three ayahs of Surah Al-Hashr. And Surah Al-Hashr, I think it's Surah 58. Surah Al-Hashr is, we're going to do the last three ayahs. We're going to do the last three ayahs that have the names of Allah. That have the names of Allah. So Surah Al-Hashr is Surah number. Surah number 59. The ayat is 22, 23, and 24. 22, 23, 24. These ayat talks about the names of Allah. And we learned before that Allah has many kinds. How many kinds of names? Huh? Two names. Two kinds of names. One are the names of greatness. And the others are the names of beauty. Allah is creating a representation. Creating a representation on earth. This representation should be similar to the names of beauty or similar to the names of greatness. Names of beauty. Give me an example. Allah's kind and He wants us to be kind. Okay? How about the names of greatness, like the mighty, the almighty? Does Allah want us to follow or like to act like almighty?
No.
What if we do? Then we're doomed. What if we think that somebody else isn't mighty other than Allah? Then we did shirk. We did what?
Shirk.
Shirk is to treat somebody the way Allah should have been treated. Got it? Okay. So there's a good representation and there is a bad representation. The good representation is to represent the names of beauties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I see you, I remember Allah. So, oh, brother so-and-so is so nice. He's so kind. Okay? So you remember that Allah is so nice and kind. Okay, and so forth. All right. Bad representation is that when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You know that if there is a teacher, and this teacher is absent, who's going to teach instead of that in his place or her place? Huh?
Substitute teacher.
Okay. So then this substitute teacher will substitute for the original teacher. But I might bring substitute teacher and ask her to teach while I'm in the class. Why would you think I would do that? Bring a substitute teacher and sit in the class and ask her to teach. Huh?
So she's experienced so that when you are not there, so she can teach properly?
That's one thing. Another thing is, I want to see how is she going to do, right? So that's what you wanted to say, right? You want to evaluate and see how is she going to do. So there are two kinds of substitution. Substitution and you're absent, or substitution and you're present. The present process of substitution is for the purpose of evaluation. You evaluate that teacher. Now, Khalifa for art is a form of substitution. Like, are you substituting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in certain areas? Like in the areas of the names of beauty? Okay? And And Allah sitting there to watch you. And Allah sitting there. In other words, we're not substituting for an absent Allah. We're substituting for present Allah. He's present. So we're substituting for him when he was present. When he's present, because he wants to evaluate us. Now, let me ask you another question. If you have a slave, let's say you have a slave, and then you sent this, you have two slaves, and you raised them, and you fed them, and you did everything to make them grow up and be smart and righteous. And then you said, I am going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Trust you with 3 days of time, $3,000, and I want you to go make Umrah. To use the money and the time to make what? Umrah. So let's say the first one, he really used the money and the time. Actually, there's also a car. So Allah will give you a car, or you will give your slave a car, money, and freedom to do whatever you want, or life. Freedom to do whatever you want for 3 days. So I trusted you. So I trusted you, both of them. One is going to take the money, use the time, to go to drive to Mecca, make Umrah and come back. Another one, the bad guy, will do what? Will take the money, drive the car to Las Vegas. Gamble, loses the money, and then loses the car, and he loses everything. And you would send the angel of death to arrest him and bring him back to you. Under arrest. Are you going, you have this good guy and this bad guy. Are you going to treat them equally? Are you? No, you're not. You're not. Because one did what you want, what you asked him to do, and the other one didn't do it. Did the opposite. And one deserves Jannah, the other one deserves Jahannam. Deserves Jahannam, which is hellfire. Okay. Now, this will explain the meaning of trust. That Allah trusting us. Allah gave us the trust. So that trust is Allah trusted us with freedom. Allah trusted us with what? Freedom. Freedom of what? Where to go, what to say, what to do. You're free to choose, basically. Allah doesn't force you to do something or say something go somewhere. You do whatever you want. Okay? So now you're being trusted. You're being trusted by Allah. Just like I said, the master trusted two slaves. One did use the money to go to Las Vegas, the bad guy, and the second guy, he took the money to go to Umrah. So this is the trust that Allah has trusted us with. Okay. So Allah gives you a tongue, and he trusts that you will only use your tongue for
good.
Allah gives you eyes, and he trusts that you will use your eyes in the righteous way. Allah gives you ears, and he's trust that you will use your ears in a good way. Okay. Allah gives you brains to think and to consider and to plan, and he trusts that you will use it in
good way.
So that's called trust. Allah in Surah Al-Ahzab says that he has offered the trust. He's offered the trust to heavens, earth, and humans. In the pre-creation, Allah has offered the trust. So, heavens and earth declined. They said, too much risk. We're too scared to be trusted. We don't want to carry the responsibility of trust. Why? Because If you do well, you get rewarded, yes. But if you do wrong, you will get doomed. Okay? So they said, no, 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 no. Ya Allah, we don't want to be trusted. Just run us using the laws of nature. Right? You know what the laws of nature is? Can anybody change the laws of nature?
No.
Only in miracles, very few miracles. But normally, the laws of nature controls everything. Not everything, controls many things around us. So, the sun and moon, the sun and heavens, I'm sorry. Yes, the Allah has offered the trust to the heavens, to the earth, to the mountains. They all declined. They said, Ya Allah, this is too much risk. Why is it too much risk? Huh? Allah's trusting you with freedom and freedom and things like that. Why this is too much risk?
Because they want to be able to make mistakes.
Exactly, that you are going to make mistakes and you might end up in when? Hellfire, right? So that's why they rejected it. Now, if you reject to have free will or to be to accept the trust, then Allah will control you using the laws of nature. So the sun could have, Allah offered the trust to the sun. If the sun has the trust, sun will be, has the freedom to do whatever it wants. So today I'd like to be sunny. Tomorrow I don't like to be sunny. No, I don't want to go into the earth around. No, I'm going to stop here. Oh, I'm going to come late. You know what I'm saying? If the sun has the freedom, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it in such a way that the sun is controlled by the laws of nature, the sun arrives exactly on time and departs exactly on time. The times have been calculated. Why? Because it's following the laws of, it's controlled by the laws of nature. The laws of nature. Can you break the laws of nature?
No.
No. Remember that stupid king when he said, Ibrahim told him, I give life and I give death. Allah gives life and death. He said, I give life and death. He got a guy and he killed him. He got another guy and spared him. He said, I give life and death. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah brings the sun from the east. Can you bring it from the west? So he was stunned. He was like, huh? Why is that? Because rising from the east, sun rising from the east is a law of nature. It's a law of nature. It is a law of nature. And you can't, sun rising from the east is a law of nature that you can't break. Okay? So, those creations that decided to decline the trust are controlled by the laws of nature. If something wrong happens, then these creations are not responsible. Are not responsible. Of, you know, they don't have the responsibility because they are controlled by the laws of nature. Now, the laws of Islam, can we break them?
Yes.
Yes. We have freedom to break them. So, but the laws of nature, there's no way anybody can break them except Allah for a miracle here or there. But they are not broken at all. They are always there. So that's the meaning of the trust. And this is the meaning of khilafah. Khalifa means a representation of Allah's names of beauty. We call Allah names of beauty, we call them Allah's manners. Allah's what?
Manners.
But the trust is that Allah trusted us with time, wealth, brains, eyes, ears. Allah trusted us with these things. And He gave us the freedom. So we're not 100% controlled by the laws of nature. He gave us the freedom. And it's up to us if you want to have a good representation. Allah trusted us that we're going to have a good representation. But some of us, or many of us, have bad representation. Got it? Bad representation means what? Follow the manners of the shaitan. Shaitan is stingy and he wants us to be Shaitan is mean and he wants to be? Shaitan is nasty and he wants us to be? So instead of representing the names of Allah or the manners of Allah, you represent the manners of the shaitan, which is the opposite. And this is where you go with the shaitan into hellfire. Okay? So, the human being accepted the freedom. You might say, I did not accept the freedom. I did not accept the trust. Do you remember yourself accepting the trust? Allah offered the humans when they were in a state of, Allah created us dead first. We were dead first.
We were created first?
Yeah, the time of creation we were dead. And then we were born into life. So we became alive. And then we die again. And then we go again into living. So the first thing is death, and then life.
You can't detect life when they scan you. They can't detect life until a few weeks later. So that's what you mean by we're dead first, right?
Not only that period. Allah decided to create the heavens and earth 14 billion years ago. Okay? When Allah created, Allah created all souls. We're all created, but we are all created dead. We're all created what? Dead. When our time to live comes, then we come to earth as newborn. Okay? Newborn. And then once our life ends, we go back to be dead. Then we go back to be alive in the day of judgment. That's why the bad guys in the day of judgment, they are crying for Allah's forgiveness. Of course, Allah will not grant them his forgiveness. They are crying. They say, Ya Allah, you gave us death 2 times and you made us alive 2 times. So what are the 2 times of death? Before birth and after death. Right? Before birth. And then what are the 2 lives? The life of this world and the life of the next birth. You got this part? Okay. So this is when we were in the state of souls, before we're born, we are in the state of souls. Soul, we're just a soul. Okay? And the soul is created, but it's not yet alive. Allah talked to the souls. Allah would bring the souls alive. And Allah talks to the souls. I say, you accept the trust? Most of the people, most of the souls, yes, we accept the trust. Then he say, who is your Lord? They say, you are our Lord. Now, you don't remember that because you didn't have memory then. Okay? The memory that you have today are made of the cells in the brain. They store the events and the experiences. They were not available then. So then how do you know that? You know it by, how do we know that Allah has taken this oath that Allah has taken for us? Allah said, am I your Lord? The soul said, we are all, and soul said, yes. That memory is stored not into the brain or memory. That's stored into our nature. How? What is it called? The fitrah. The fitrah means conscience. You can think of it like conscience. So this is stored in our conscience. Conscience. So that's stored away in our conscience. You know the ones who didn't accept to be tested or to carry the trust? They might get born like the retards. So they live retards and they die. Okay, they accepted. They have no liability on them. They have accepted, not to be tested. So Allah said, if you don't want to be tested, then you should either be dead or insane or... Huh? What are the alternatives if you don't want to be tested? You pretty much need to be insane or...
Mentally ill.
Yes, insane or... Dead, because living people are...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dead. And if you want to... Do you want to get out of the test? You want to get out of the trust? These are the four things of it. And actually, for be basically be slave with no control over your freedoms at all. Somebody's running you. Then this is the alternatives available if you choose not to carry the trust. Okay? So, here we go. If I ask you a question. If you refuse to carry the trust, or refuse to be tested, or refuse to represent the manners of Allah on earth, then what are the choices? One, to be insane. Two, to be dead.
So I can choose to be dead or insane?
Well, that's if you don't want to be tested, if you want to get out of the test, okay?
But how do I choose to be insane? I can't just wake up and say, I want to be insane today.
You wish or you pray to be insane. Or you're born insane. Let me explain what I say to you. Some people get insane when they are alive. Do you understand the concept? Insane people who are born insane, whatever they have been insane, for whatever reason it is, are not tested. They don't have the trust, right? You understand that? Retards and people who are insane, mentally ill, to the level of insanity. They are not responsible of things they do. They are, those people have refused to accept the trust. They have refused to accept the trust. They say it's too much risk. Because they have not to accept the trust, then they get out of it. They are born retards.
Well, what happens if they don't have the trust? I mean, if you have the trust, you could go to heaven. You could go to hell. What if you don't have the trust? Then where do you go? In between?
Allah knows. Just something like Allah knows. Maybe in the Jannah. I think it's in Jannah. I don't believe you're going to ever go to hell. Either Jannah or become dust. Hello. Either Jannah or become dust. Just like the animals. You know about the animals being turned into dust in the Day of Judgment?
Yeah.
After justice is served, after Allah serves justice, then Allah turns them into dust.
Do animals go to heaven?
No. Allah gently turns them into dust and then that's it, right?
So that means there's no animals in heaven?
I don't think so. But look, I don't want to be getting into these details which I don't know. All I know that Jannah has whatever you wish for, you get. Including if you wish for a horse or something.
What if you wish to go back on earth?
No, there are limitations. You will not wish something which is not possible because you're no longer under test.
So if you wish to have...
So you can't wish to bow to an idol, for example. You would be... The temptations inside you, the bad temptations, are gone. So it would be without temptations or lower desires.
So you know that the last person who goes to heaven gets a pearl castle?
Gets the what?
The pearl house.
The last person, yeah, he gets a lot.
Yeah, so what if you're like entering a person, then you wish to have that house? Could you get it, or is like...
In the Jannah? Yes. But trust me, you will not wish anything bad. Because you don't have the motive. There will be no temptations. It will be like an angel, almost. Like, no temptations at all.
But when you're in heaven, do you remember what your life back on earth was like?
If you wish to have it all displayed to you, you will ever see. This is the answer to any question. Whatever you wish for, Allah will provide. Okay, so now, what if you wish to get your, like, for example, father is in hell and you wish to get it out of here, and you say, "Ya Allah, I want to get my father out of hell." Would Allah accept your prayer? No. Allah would say no. He is from the people of hell. It doesn't matter, you know, I'm declining your intercede, like what talking, pray on his behalf. Okay. So if you don't want to be tested, what are the choices? Number one. Or let's prove that we want to be tested. Let's prove that we want to be tested. Dead people are tested, are not tested. Then if you don't want to be tested, then?
Be dead.
Be dead. Okay?
Can you clear yourself?
Do you life? Do you love life or do you want to be dead?
No, if it's suicide, then the punishment is that
hell.
You will keep... No, you don't go to hell. You keep reliving yourself dying over and over and over again.
You're talking about the punishment for
yeah.
There's a punishment in going to hell.
No,
Allah says, yeah. Allah says it's a murder.
Okay.
Murder is murder. Whether
parents,
you murder somebody else or murder yourself.
My parents told me that
if
you killed yourself,
if
then you
die
have to live
over.
Yourself
yeah.
dying over and over
yeah.
again.
Yes, that's a punishment. But that's not it.
Oh.
This is just like appetizers, sort of. Yeah, that's just the beginning. The hellfire is the worst part. Because it's killing a human being. And killing a human being is the most serious sin after shirk. Okay. The most serious sin after shirk is disobeying the parents or being mean to the parents. And then after that is the killing. Those are the three horrible sins that people never get away with without any severe punishment. Okay. So let me prove to you, let me prove to you that you want to be tested. You want to be alive or dead?
Alive.
Then you want to be tested. Because dead people are not tested. Okay. Do you want to be insane or normal?
Normal.
Then you want to be tested. Because insane people are not tested. Do you want to be slave or free?
Free.
Then you want to be tested. Because free people are being tested. Actually, you're given the freedom. Okay? And that freedom is the test. How to use this freedom is the test. So, free people are insane. I'm sorry. You choose to be slave. Slaves who don't have control over their actions and deeds and have nowhere to go they are what? They have no control over their action deeds. They have no way to go. Then Allah forgives them. Do you understand that? Do you understand that Allah forgives those slaves who have no way out? Who have no way out and no control over their life? You understand that? Those people are not... Allah forgives them for whatever they had, because they were slaves. I'll prove to you right now that you don't only need to be tested by your asking for more tests. Do you want to live shorter time or longer time?
Longer time to get more tested.
So that means you're asking for what? More of the testing. Do you want to be... Do you want to be rich, a slave, or free?
Free.
Do you want more freedom?
No.
Do you want more freedom?
No.
People ask for more freedom. People ask for more freedom. And the normal answer is, yes, I want more freedom. Then you're asking for a harder test. Because, you know, then you're asking for a harder test. Because when you have more freedom, comes the responsibility. Okay? So, basically, we don't only want to be tested by we're asking for a higher test. How about if we poor? Are we tested as much as the rich? Huh? No. Poor people are not tested as much as the rich. Because the rich have to deal with a lot more temptations. Because of the money. Being spoiled brat.
He's funding his own campaign. I mean, come on.
Being
Donald Trump.
But let's not talk about politics here. When they give you, when they give you a driving license, when they give you a driving license, do you want to get a driving license?
Yes, I do.
Then you want to, you want a higher test, a harder test.
You'll be responsible for your life and everyone.
Yes, you'll be responsible for your life, life of others.
Yeah, I'm still terrified of driving. I'm like, I don't want to drive, Daddy. Don't make me drive. No, because he has to tell me to go faster. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
My Sarah flunked her first driving test because of that. She did not. She was driving over slow, and people were honking at her, so she flunked it. She said, "There's no reason you to be driving 20 minutes, 20 miles an hour, and you speed 40 miles an hour, and everybody's honking at you." So the next time she was reasonable. So just take this as a hint. Who doesn't want a driving license? Who doesn't want a driving license? Who doesn't want a driving license? Who wants a driving license?
I'm going to drive everywhere.
Who wants driving license?
You're
asking for freedom. You're asking for a harder test. You're asking for a harder test. When you have... You're asking for a harder test. When you marry, your responsibilities become higher and the test becomes
harder.
When you have children, your responsibilities become higher, more than increases, your responsibilities increases, and you'll be tested at a higher test. So now, can you convince me that not only we want to be tested, but also we are looking for a harder test? Just the arguments that I just made. Huh?
You want
prove that we want to be tested.
Because you want driver's license. You want to get a phone with him. You want this.
Freedom.
We
yes.
want to have phones.
To have freedom.
You want to have free Wi-Fi.
You want to have freedom. True or false?
True.
Huh? Then what? Hello? Then
you
what?
You want harder test.
He wants what? A harder test. No, he wants a test. Just by having, wants to have the freedom. By wanting to have more freedom, you're asking for a what?
Harder test.
Here's number one. Number two, convince me another alternative. Convince me that not only that we want to be tested, but we are looking for a harder test.
People want more money.
I want to be rich, I want to be famous, so
people want to be alive.
Yeah.
Dead people are not tested, right? So, if you don't want freedom, if you don't want to be tested, you need to be dead. But we want to be alive or longer life. We wish for longer life, right? So you want the test to be longer and harder. You understand? So, Allah, I can prove to you, because you like freedom, because you like to live and you like freedom, when you were at state of a soul, you said, Ya Allah, I want to be tested. Ya Allah, I get the trust. So, humans, Allah offered the trust to humans, they have accepted it. There are exceptions. Exceptions to people die when they are young. The people who die, the kids who die actually when they are young, they don't get
tested.
It's not tested at all. They just go to Jannah.
They're little.
Yeah, they just go to Jannah. As little children. Not as a grown up.
I
they
mean,
go to Jannah as
that,
little children.
When does that end? Like, when are you like not a children anymore?
Well,
never.
Boys?
For eternity.
Stay a child forever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, when do you become mature?
There's
like, this
no
kid,
mature.
If he died, like, right now from a heart attack, would he become a child?
How old are
Does
you?
That mean if you're 11,
I'm 11.
I'm staying.
Allah, he's 11. I think he's right now responsible of his deeds and actions. Yes, he's a child, but still he had a good brain.
So don't you get responsible at 12?
See, the minute you have a brain, and your brain is working.
I get
freedom. You're completely.
Look, look. The more your brain develops, okay,
the more you're accountable.
The more you're accountable. So it increases where with the development of your brain. Your brain grows. You're carrying more responsibility. Okay. So the souls that didn't want to take the trust, they are.
Not.
They are. Born, they are not born at all, okay, or they are, hello, or they get born as insane, okay, or they get born as slaves, okay. By the way, slaves get some kind of freedom, you know, they have very little freedom, but they have some kind of freedom. Now, if you live in a place and you're being a slave, and you have no way out, would Allah judge you?
No.
For Allah would forgive you because you have no way out, right? But what if you live in a place, okay, and you're being, you know, bullied by the government to quit Islam, and the government says you have to quit Islam, you have to quit Islam, then. If, what's the solution? Solution is to get out.
You quit Islam.
No, the solution is to get out. If you stay home and become a non-Muslim or deny Allah's rights, okay? Just to stay home and not to immigrate, Allah will punish you. If you have the opportunity to immigrate, you just run. Run and immigrate.
You mean like Syrian? Like in Syria, you just like take a boat and sail away?
Yeah, you do something more reasonable than that if you can get. But if you have no way out, then you don't have the responsibility. You understand? If you have no way out, then you don't have the responsibility. So, did Allah ask us when we were souls? When we were souls? When we were souls? Did Allah ask us if we want to accept the trust or not? Huh? Did Allah ask us? When we were souls? Ah, come on, sleepy.
No.
Allah asked us, right? Allah asked us. Now, did Allah... Did Allah ask us, am I not your Lord? Who is your Lord?
Allah.
And we say that's Allah? Yes, it happened. So these two very important events that we don't remember because we didn't have brains yet. However, they are stored in our conscience. In our what? Conscience.
But how do you live if you don't have
emotions? Oh, we're not on that. We were dead.
Kobe.
When we were souls, we were dead.
Kobe.
Oh, I
Ronaldo.
No. So when we were souls, we were dead. When we were souls, we were dead. Did Allah offer us to accept the trust or not? Yes. What did we do? If you are here with me, then yes, you accepted that. Okay. The second thing, Allah said, who is your Lord? Am I not your Lord? We said, yes, we testify that you are our Lord. You got it? So you tell me, how come I don't remember that? I tell you because you didn't have brains at the time. So where is that stored? This is stored in the conscience. Stored in the what?
Conscience.
Stored in the conscience. So these two, the oath that we give to Allah, first of all, accept the trust, and we give the oath. So we accept what? The trust. What trust? Yes, trust us with what? Freedoms and resources. Give us control over resources and body and animals and natural resources. Okay? So we accepted the trust. We accepted the trust and we accepted the... And we declared that we give oath. What was the oath that we gave to Allah? We gave to Allah oath that He is... The only God, our only God. You understand? This was stored in the conscience. stored in the conscience. So whenever you deviate from that, your conscience is going to guide you until your conscience dies. Some people have dead conscience. They keep doing wrong things until they have no feelings anymore. They just can kill without any feelings. They have
like
dead
the
hearts.
Man, Jack.
They have like a dead heart. Okay. So, what we talked about today is the trust, offering us the trust, is in Surah Al-Ahzab, which is Surah 33. Okay. Ayah 72. Allah offered the trust. Allah offered us the trust, and we. Allah offering the trust. And then the one that we give an oath is. I'm going to put this in there. I'm going to put it on the board after you leave. Thank you. I'll see you inshallah next week. Now, your homework, what to memorize, is going to be this ayah. This ayah.
I'm writing it down.
Memorize.
Okay. I'm the soprano. We need a bass.
Fish.
Bass. Fish. Bass. We need fish to eat.